And we often hear about when a team goes on the run like, say, the Phillies did back in October or the Eagles did 5 years ago. And right now, that it's a real boon to the local economy. But is that true? KYW's Matt Leon went to find out.
Michael Leeds is a professor of economics at Temple University, and he says a World Series or Super Bowl run for a team doesn't really provide the economic jolt for a city or region that is often advertised.
The impact of any sports franchise, any even mega event like a Super Bowl, World Series, is really quite small in terms of the impact itself and the impact relative to the size of the local economy.
He says in many cases, it's not new money that's being poured into the economy, but rather money which would have already been spent in one place is instead being spent somewhere else.
And if they go to a sports bar instead of buying dinner out at a fancy restaurant, spending may actually go down because they would have spent more at an expensive restaurant than at a sports bar.
But even if a run to the World Series for the Phillies or the Super Bowl for the Eagles isn't a huge economic boost for the region, Leeds says that doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy it. Matt Leon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.